in the light of 2.47, how do we understand the four chapter verse of seeing action in action and in action in action? So actually this verse is karmanya akarma yah pashyed akarmani cha karma yah sa buddhiman manushyeshu sa yukta krishna karma krut. This is 4.18 in the Bhagavad Gita. So karmanya akarma yah pashyed, one who sees action in inaction, if you look at it literally, and akarmanya karma yah pashyed akarmani cha karma yah, one who sees inaction in action. So before we understand what this verse means, the earlier verse before that is kim karma kim akarmeti kavayo apyatra mohitah tatte karma pravakshami yajnyatva mokshase ashubhat. So what is action and what is inaction, even the wise people are bewildered about this, and that I will explain to him. That's 4.16. then 4.17 says karmano yapi bodhavyam bodhavyam cha vikarmana akarmanasya bodhavyam gahana karmano gati. So now if you look at the verse literally, kim karma kim akarmeti kavayo apyatra mohitah, that what is action and what is inaction, even the wise are bewildered about this. So now if you say, actually if somebody is sitting at one place or that person is walking here and there, now you don't need a wise person to understand that difference. Even a child can understand. So when wise Krishna is saying that even the wise are bewildered about what is karma and what is akarma. So here Krishna is not talking in terms of the literal meanings of the words of action and action, action and inaction, as referring simply to physical activity and physical inactivity. That is not the meaning of the word over here. The meaning is primarily in terms of the karmic consequences of actions. So if I consider, say, karma and akarma. So one meaning of karma is action, and the opposite of that will be inaction, means activity rather than activity and inactivity. But another meaning of the word karma is action that is karmically culpable, action that will bring a reaction. And in that context, akarma will mean action that will bring no reaction. So to give a military example, say if there is a war going on, at one particular place, the soldiers are active, they are fighting. Maybe at another part of the border, they are inactive. That may be a part of the military strategy or whatever. So here they are active, here they are inactive. Now this is the literal meaning of the word action, action and inaction. But in another context, say that same military person, when that army officer, he or she fights on the war field and they kill someone over there, they are doing it in service of the nation. So they will actually be not held accountable for having killed someone. In fact, if they fight heroically, they may get awards for that. But if that same person comes back to their local village or local town and gets angry with someone and takes out a gun and shoots them, there they are going to be punished because they are doing it on their own behalf. So the activity of shooting is the same, but when it is done on behalf of the nation, there is no reaction, no negative reaction. But when it is done on one's own impulse, there is reaction. So when Krishna is telling over here, he is using the word karma and akarma. So the word karma and akarma can mean literally physical activity or physical inactivity, or the karma and akarma can also mean action which is going to produce a reaction and action which is not going to produce a reaction. So there are these four meanings, these four broad or other two sets of meanings possible. So what this verse means is karmanya akarma yah pashyed. So when Arjuna, you fight, you do karma, but you are not doing it on your own behalf. You are doing it in the mood of service. You've been told to do this, and that's why you're doing it. So karmanya akarmaya pashyed. So that is soldier who is shooting, but that soldier, because they are not shooting on their own behalf, they're shooting for the sake of the country, so they will not get any, they will not be legally culpable for that. Karmanya akarmaya pashyed. On the other hand, akarmani cha karmaya. So if so the enemy is attacking and the soldiers do nothing to defend their own body boundary, and then the enemy overruns and captures the territory, they say, we did not do anything. Well, by not doing anything, you did a big blunder. You are soldiers, you are meant to defend over there. So akarmani chakarmayah. By inaction, you become culpable. So what Krishna is telling over here is, if we connect this with karmanneva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetur mate sangosta karmani, then last line is mate sangosta karmani. Do not be attached to not doing your work. So that means you can correlate with akarmanya karmaya pashyet. So do not be attached to not doing anything, Arjuna, because if you don't do anything, you will be karmically culpable. You are like a soldier who doesn't do anything when the enemy is attacking. And on the other hand, karmanya vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. If you are working without attachment to the work, that means you are not working on your own behalf for your own aggrandizement, then karmanya akarmaya pashyet. You will be doing action, but you will not get bound. So the message of 2.47 and 4.18 are, in that sense, they are consistent. That work, but don't work on your own selfish accord. Work in a mood of service. Does it answer the question?